Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Well, today I've called this the prayer of faith. James chapter 5, verses 13 through 20 say this: Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover a multitude of sins. I've grown up in the church, and I know that I'm blessed for this. I come from a family where praying is as natural as breathing. I have a great uncle who was an evangelist, relatives who were pastors, and many others who served the Lord through the years in the church. So beginning in and working in the church has almost been a part of my life since I was just a baby. Now, neither of my parents were in ministries or ministers, a full-time ministry of any kind. Yet they made certain speaking of myself and my siblings, attended Sunday school and worship services almost every week of our lives. When I was old enough, I attended youth, even though when I first attended our youth group, we didn't have a youth pastor. We just had volunteer leaders from the church, for which I'm eternally grateful for their work. In fact, that is what directed my life toward ministry full time. During all of this, I prayed many times with a heart searching for and needing healing for me or my family or my friends. At first, prayer was a routine thing I did. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I went through the motions, said the right words as best as I could, but it was nothing much more than just the words. At one point in my life, the senior pastor of our church at that time was very critical of my life and the things I tried to do when I sought to do what I thought God wanted me to do, and it really hurt. But God is good, and he continued to lead me, and I remained faithful to follow him as best I could, because I wasn't doing it for that man. I was doing it as best I understood for God. Prayer got me through that time of my life. Now let's look at this passage and what it has to say for us today. In particular, the last half of verse 16. Verse 16 said, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. In other words, we are to pray for each other. But the last half says this: the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective. We need to listen to these words. How many of us have ever read the story of Huckleberry Finn? Well, in the book Huckleberry Finn, the main character, Huck, as he was called, needed fish hooks. Someone told him that God always answers prayer. So for 3 days, Huck Finn prayed for fish hooks, but he received none. So he concluded, there ain't nothing in it. James tells us that prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective. We need to hold on to that. Jesus said that if we ask anything in his name, he will do it. And in Isaiah, we are told that God answers our prayers even before we call upon him. And yet there seems to be so many unanswered prayers out there in this world, aren't there? We pray for healing, but healing doesn't happen. We ask for open doors, but the doors, just almost immediately after they open, seem to slam shut. We plead with God to help us overcome addiction, but sometimes there's just no change. Does God answer prayer? I'm going to tell you emphatically, of course he does. I've seen it, and most of you have as well. But prayer is not meant to give us anything and everything we might want when we want it. God promises to give us what we ask for when we ask for what's in line with his will for our lives as we live in this world. That's in 1 John chapter 5. We pray in order to connect with God. Now hear me. We pray to share with him how thankful we are for who he is and all he has done for us and is doing in our lives. Here's the important thought in that. Prayer is our communication line with the Lord. You got to have that line open. He hears all of our prayers and answers them according to our needs and to his will for our lives. Not always what we want when we want it, but what is best for us and those in our lives. We should hold on to that as we pray. God does and always will answer our prayers. Now, the answers include yes, no, and wait. And we really, really don't like wait. But sometimes that's what's needed in our lives, to lean on and trust in him until things change. So as we pray right now, let's think of this verse found in James. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Thus, one thought which comes to my mind, are we seeking to live in righteousness before the Lord as we pray? The prayers of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Something to think about. Prayer list for today. Just received an email from Karen Tyndall letting me know that the MRI told them there was no fractures, and she said, and I have not had pain this week. Praise the Lord. Answers to prayer. Continue to pray for Gertie Johnson and family during the homegoing of Bob this week. A memorial service will be on the 15th of September, Friday at 2 o'clock. Lift those up in prayer. We've been lifting for the last, I don't know how many days or weeks, and you know many of their names yourself. Pray for our nation, our church, and our world. I just heard about churches being attacked again. It just hurts my heart. Pray for those affected by the disasters around the world, those in Maui and our missionaries and leaders in Pakistan. Pray for the celebration we have coming up on Sunday, September 10th. That's Amore. It's a day to encourage people to get back to worshiping God in his house. Share your own personal needs. And when you're done doing that, just thank God for what he does. And then have a great day. God bless you all, and thank you for listening to this devotion today.